This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for December 2022. Our future question is, how did classical music play a part of Sir Edward Elgar's life as a composer, teacher, chemist, and musician? And which musical instruments did he play? Edward Elgar was born on June 2, 1857, in Broadheath, England, to William Henry Elgar, a violinist, organist, piano tuner, and music shop owner, and Anne Greening Elgar, daughter of a farm worker. Quote, his mother Anne had a keen interest in the arts and encouraged an interest in music within all of her children, end quote. William Elgar was a violinist, quote, a professional standard, and held the position of organist of St. George's Roman Catholic Church, Worcester, from 1846 to 1885, end quote. Edward and his siblings all studied musical instruments. He began studying the violin and piano at the age of 8, and later also played the organ and bassoon. At the age of 10, he composed music for his siblings to play. Later, some of his music was published as Wand of Youth Suites. He also, quote, composed wind ensembles to be performed with his family. 10 years later, he composed harmony music 4 and 5 intermezzos, end quote. At 16 years of age, he became a freelance musician performing in local orchestras, conducting bands, composing music, and was a church organist. His, quote, first post as a conductor was at the Worcester and County Lunatic Asylum located in Pawick near Worcester, end quote. It was, quote, at Worcester Glee Club that Edward received his first introduction to conducting. Adolf Politzer, from whom Elgar had a few formal lessons, encouraged the young man to pursue a career as a violin soloist. But after Edward heard the caliber of the violin virtuosos in concerts in London, he felt he was not skilled enough to become a concert violinist, and so he decided to take up conducting instead. For 7 years, beginning in 1882, Edward Elgar played violin with William Stockley's orchestra in Birmingham. Quote, in December 1883, the orchestra performed one of Elgar's compositions for the first time, end quote. Edward Elgar, at the age of 22, met Alice Roberts. Alice Roberts, as a girl, studied with the amateur geologist Reverend W.S. Simons, and she and a group of friends went fossil hunting on the banks of the River Severn. She wrote the index to his book, studied piano in Brussels with Ferdinand Kofferath, who was a pupil of Ferdinand David and Felix Mendelssohn, end quote. She studied harmony in Brussels with Charles Harford Lloyd, and she was fluent in German, Italian, French, and Spanish. She also sang in a choir and also was a published author of verse and prose fiction. Quote, she was a very accomplished woman, end quote. She wrote the 2-volume novel, Marchcroft Manor, which was published in 1882. This was 4 years before she met Edward Elgar. How did Alice Roberts meet Edward Elgar? When she was 37 years old, quote, she took piano accompaniment lessons from Edward Elgar. She was 8 years his senior, the daughter of a late major general, end quote. Alice Roberts' engagement present to Edward Elgar was her poem, The Wind at Dawn, which he set to music. Edward Elgar composed a beautiful melody, Salute d'Amour, as his engagement gift to Alice Roberts. It, quote, became Elgar's first big hit. They married in 1889. Alice said, the care of a genius is enough of a life work for any woman. Alice, quote, became his domestic support and creative inspiration for the rest of her life. She dedicated her life to being his business manager and social secretary, doing everything within her power to get her husband the recognition she felt he deserved, end quote. On August 14, 1890, Carice Irene Elgar was born to Edward and Alice Elgar in London. Elgar wrote to a friend, Carice is a most wonderfully lovely infant. During the 1890s, Elgar started building a reputation, quote, as a composer with several pieces being performed publicly. Critics began to accept him as a composer of note, end quote. In 1897, Elgar composed for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, the Imperial March. Quote, the Queen invited him to a reception. Elgar declined, saying that the presence of a shopkeeper's son would bring dishonor on the event, end quote. Alice Elgar, in 1897, heard her husband working with various versions of a melody at the piano. She asked him what it was. Elgar replied that the different versions of the tune reminded him of various friends, and perhaps it would amount to something. Elgar, quote, loved riddles and secretly named each movement of his most famous composition, Enigma's Variations After a Friend. Each movement contained a clue about the person he had in mind while he composed it, end quote. Edward Elgar was 42 years of age in 1899 when his Enigma Variations were, quote, premiered in London, conducted by Hans Richter, end quote. After the concert, he was dubbed the British composer of his generation, and he became world famous. In 1904, Edward Elgar, quote, was knighted at Buckingham Palace by King Edward VII. Sir Edward Elgar was the first professor of music from 1905 to 1908 at the University of Birmingham. Elgar is known for his many beautiful works, including Pomp and Circumstances Marches, which was performed at graduations around the world. In the basement of its Hertford house, Plasquin, Edward, quote, set up a small chemistry laboratory and produced a device to generate the important reagent, which he knew as sulfurated hydrogen, end quote. Edward Elgar wrote in a letter to August J. Jaeger, dated November 11, 1908, "You will perhaps be amused. I hear that the new sulfurated hydrogen machine designed by Sir Edward Elgar is to be manufactured and called the Elgar SH apparatus. I will not offer to send you my invention. You would soon tire of it, although a nice toy," end quote. In 1914, Elgar became interested in a new gramophone technology and was, quote, the first major composer to record and conduct his composition, Carissima, at the Gramophone Company on his master's voice label. Quote, the music was played with only a few instruments that could be clustered close enough to the recording horn. During World War I, he wrote patriotic pieces. He received many honors, including being created Knight Commander of the Victorian Order in 1928. End quote. Sir Edward Elgar was the most beloved composer of English music of all time. End quote. He was also a teacher, a conductor, a musician, husband, father, and chemist. On February 23, 1934, Sir Edward Elgar died.